Hey, After Buzzers, grab your bags. We are going to Hilton Head. Are Naomi and Craig still fighting? And what's going on with Ashley? You don't want to miss it, Southern Charm.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
He's got money. He's in magazines. He's got more honeys than any honeybee.
Does he have more honeys?
I need some bourbon. Yeah. Where's the bourbon for this episode? I need a drink.
This is first time experiencing that.
Welcome.
Foghorn, drunkhorn, as I like to call him. Drunken L.
That was dearly missed last week for sure. We missed that. And you too, Crystal. Hey, After Buzzers. Welcome, Southern Charm episode 8. We have so much to talk about. I mean, my head is like going everywhere because I'm just trying to keep it all together. But before we get started, I'd like to introduce my lovely co-host. Starting with Matt.
Hello, After you guys. Let's get on the Ashley Cray Cray train. I'm Matt Marr, and I'm ready.
Everyone, this is Crystal McLaughlin. I can't wait to talk about tonight, about the show tonight. It was so good.
Oh my gosh, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat and just like can't wait to jump in, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. So happy to be here.
And I'm Mike DiCrio. Gosh, okay, let's just start straight off. Talk a little bit about Cameron, because before we get started, because there was so much happening.
Get past the pretty icing before we get to the cake.
Right. So Cameron is still prego, which I thought was kind of shocking, because I'm like, I think all of us were like, damn it, she's still
I didn't know you could be induced and your body still says nope.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that either. Had I known that, I might have rethought my whole pregnancy, actually.
Oh, yeah. I did. And it's funny, because I was watching actually another reality show, but Total Bellas, and she had been induced, and then they ended up having to do a C-section because, can be induced for a couple days, and then that's it.
Yeah. Those pickles looked real good.
Oh, yeah, the cheese balls.
Yeah, she's just eating away.
She's just going.
Talking about her pickles in her veg.
Her tearing.
I'm not because she said it in the show, y'all.
Oh, I'm just saying, why would you Google that?
I don't know.
Why would you even think about Googling that?
She has that much time in her hands, though.
Yes. Yeah, it's literally if you're like going to a cabin.
That's what she's eating.
Yeah. Like, do you ride a roller coaster before you go? How many people have died in a roller coaster?
Oh,
just
my
don't.
Gosh.
You don't need to know.
Nope. She's kind of morbid.
You're
going to
find
like
out
that,
either way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's kind of morbid like that, though, her personality, right?
She is.
Like,
she needs to know.
I mean, she's got that doll that's sort of.
That voodoo doll. Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we're talking about voodoo dolls. People who are falling apart, right? Yeah. There's so many.
What?
That's a good segue, Mike. That was like, good segue.
That's what voodoo dolls do, right? They literally tear you apart.
Yeah.
So we have Naomi who shows up and she's on, I guess she broke her ankle or something or her foot?
Broke her foot.
Yeah. I think it's time that the base, well, yeah, go ahead. Naomi hurt her foot and then Craig.
Shep ran into a door.
A door. He said he wasn't that drunk. A glass door.
And then Craig.
Only you were.
What was it? His tendon and
tore
detached.
His tendon, throwing a butter knife into a wall.
That's very smart of him to do.
Yeah. And you saw that wall, how horrible it looked, right? I mean, talk about like being embarrassed to have somebody who you like want to get back to come to your house and your house looks like that.
If I was Craig, I might have said, no, let's meet at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't come over here.
Blue bottle.
That's not
fancy,
a sponsorship, by the way.
I'm sorry. Let's say the coffee shop.
If you want to sponsor us, we're here.
Yes, we'll take it.
We're
All
here.
All four of us are here for that.
I think a lot of it is too, and I can say this as someone who is confidently in their late 30s. I'm 39.
What?
I am. I use a lot of skin cream.
That's good. Pass that recipe down.
Yes. My boyfriend's black, so he looks way younger than me. So I gotta 41, I'm getting a facelift. Anyway, but when you just get to a certain age, you just can't do that stupid crap you did as a kid. And this show's been going on for 6 years. So the stuff they used to do 6 years ago, Craig, Shep, y'all can't do that no more.
I was just going to say, no one's told them that.
No.
No, I mean, and there's a reason for why these ladies have separated from these men, because obviously they're no longer men. They're still boys, right?
Peter Pan syndrome.
That's Patricia called it. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah. Oh, I can't deal with
that. Best shopper in the world, Patricia.
I like how it was all kind of trickled down. Like, first it started with someone's foot, then it was a finger, then it was, I was like, looking around, like, really? Everybody's just...
It was a metaphor for what emotionally was going to happen.
It was setting us up.
Yes!
It really was.
Setting us up for everything that happened right after. But before we get started...
Oh, again, everybody in our shows always needs Maria Menounos, don't they? They need some truth talk. So, you know, Southern Charm listeners and also Shep, Craig, do you want to have fun while you're sewing your pillows? Do you want to learn? Do you want to grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do, we have the podcast for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Yes. It's hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday for free on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of the your
wait
life.
To listen.
I like that the typos. It says secrets. I love it. Secrets. That's all I had someone to say from now on. From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria here be the big sister that you have always wanted, y'all.
Love her.
Love her. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. Again, it's podcasts are free, y'all, most of them, and this one is too. So be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that the Southern Charm AfterBuzz panel that we sent you, just put hashtag not, well, don't put not so charming because then she thinks she won't like your show, but you know what I mean. Put us. Conversation with Maria Menounos podcast suggestion. Check it out on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That was a mouthful, huh?
All right, we got the things that pays the bill out of the way. Let's get to this.
Let's get to this thing. So Naomi shows up to Craig's house and wants to have, she brings Gizmo over, right?
Which I think we could play a drinking game with how many times they said Gizmo.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we just say, Gizmo pays attention? Like, I've never seen a cat be that obedient and listen to directions.
And
like,
I have one. They're not obedient.
Yeah.
They're not.
If you let a cat outside, it'll just go run and chase a mouse. It won't be like, hey.
Yeah, let me follow you.
Yeah, this cat, and can I just talk about the fluff at the end of the tail? It's so cute.
It's a very cute little line cut.
Yeah, Gizmo's adorable. So Naomi takes him as a peace offering, and she seems pretty calm, but the fact that Craig says, I just need you to be nice to me.
And she admits to
it. That, yeah, he's like, I just need you to be nice. And it's like, wait a minute. This is a two-way street.
Thank you.
You cannot go to someone and say, I just need you to be nice. It's like, no, you need to check yourself, too.
But... as we will see later on in the episode, saw later on in the episode, like, I do think that Craig makes an effort to be nice to Naomi, and she just shuts him down.
Yeah, I agree.
She does not bring it, she does not let him do nice things for her. I think especially now that they're broken up, like, I felt so bad for him when he brought that little contacts case for her. He like, made a point to hold on to it and remember to bring it and give it to her, and I just was like, she just was like, that's not contacts, like, treating him like he's stupid when all he was trying to do was something thoughtful.
Well, they're that tainted in their relationship that they are so blinded they can't see when they're either
I think she's turned off by him, and that's why she's so annoyed by him, because why else? I mean, if you love someone or you are, like, you know, enthralled with someone, you're going to be on your best behavior, right? She's over it. Yeah. That's what that is. She is over him.
She is over it.
And she's annoyed, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, like, you can't help how you feel. But she needs to change her behavior because it makes it look really bad.
Yeah.
It does.
I agree.
She almost acts, it's like she's not Southern. She almost acts like a Yankee. Like, my mom told me, no offense, Yankees, but sorry, that's Southern talking. But my mom should say, like, if somebody brings you a gift, and if it's a rusted tin can, you say, thank you very much.
Yes.
And you act appreciative of it. I don't even think that's Southern. I think that's just a decent thing to do.
It's just a human thing.
And so, it's not that I think Naomi's, it's not necessarily that she's being rude. I think that she's not extending herself at all. And Craig is so sensitive that he, you know, because she did, she could have, I think even if she said, she would have said, oh, thanks, he still would have been like, what, you're not going to say thank you? You're not going to act like you remember that? Because he's so sensitive that he's going to, so it's just, they're just not meant to be together. Like, Naomi needs to be with somebody who's way more secure in what they're doing.
Yeah, I think he is very sensitive, you're right. But I think that's like what every... not.
But
saying,
she's rude, I'll get to it.
She's
very rude. You're right.
She did act rude.
Yeah.
You're right, I get it.
But you know what? Have you also had this... I mean, I think you're right in saying that somebody... that she's a little bit turned off by it. I think she's over the situation. And I know, like, in times in my life when I've just been... I've been wanting somebody to be... you're so over it and you want them to be, you almost want them to be rude because it makes it easier for you to.
You
want to
fight. You want to lash out. You're angry. She said, I'm angry in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. And it just makes it easier to make the separation. Like if they continue to do nice things, if they continue to show up for you, if they continue and they start to like surprise you and be like this person that you all like wanted them to be all along, or just even start doing nice things. It's like, why are you being nice to me? You're making this harder on me. Like just be mean and make it easy so we can sever this tie and move on. That, you know,
I don't know. Probably could be it. You know, maybe she doesn't want to continue what's happening. And so she's really severing ties. You're absolutely right.
She doesn't know how to be friends with the ex.
No, I don't think she does not.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's Papa? Papa Naomi, where you need him?
I love him. But not like Austin and Chelsea. They're friends. I feel like Austin thinks that they're friends and Chelsea is, I don't know, she still has feelings towards him and
she's about to be blindsided.
I think she still does have feelings. But we understand here too that she can do so much better. That's a given.
Chelsea is the coolest girl in the world.
Amen.
She is the coolest girl in the world. Yes. And I think that...
Come on our show.
Yes. Chelsea, I love you.
Check your DMs, you guys.
Yes. I want you to cut all of our hair. What a hair.
My hair will stay the same. What are you talking about?
We just got a wide shot on that one because everybody went...
Oh my gosh.
But trickle down. I think... And this comes a little bit, I think, just with maturity, is that Chelsea, in her heart, still has feelings for Austin, but in her mind, she knows that he is the wrong guy for her.
You said
and
it just
she is,
right.
She has come to, I think she has come to terms with that, and so she's able to be cool with that, because I've been in that situation where you're still with somebody, and I'm like, this guy is really hot. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a job. He's on the down low. He's not out. Like, he's got a girlfriend. No, I'm sorry. I'm making this about me. But I've been there.
We've all been there.
But young me would be like, but he's still so cute. He still knows, you know. And,
but older me, him.
But older me now knows. No. I think that's Chelsea.
Yeah. I also think, too, being the Southern woman that I am, my mom always told me that you don't...
That's here.
I know. Southern. she told me that you date to marry a lot of the time.
That's a big thing in the South. You do.
Really?
Did y'all not grow up hearing that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my grandma and my mom used to always tell me, don't have boyfriends, have kissing friends.
Oh my gosh.
All the time, because they would say, like, don't get caught up in the relationship if you never see it being long term.
Exactly. I think that's what my mom was trying to say.
Okay.
And the whole date to marry kind of thing. It just was very emphatic.
Like if they're not if you don't see them as a marrying kind,
exactly.
don't waste your time.
See, I always think there's always a limit. Like there's gotta be certain time that you give it before you ask for the ring or before you start taking it to the next level.
I know, but especially in the South, I think women are taught that first date, you were thinking, is this somebody I could spend my life? It's not this casual, like, we'll see where this goes.
Yeah. Right. So they act like Ashley?
No.
Ashley is out there.
No,
like,
they're not thirsty.
There's a difference.
What I'm saying is that I think that, exactly like what you were saying, I think that Chelsea has seen that she doesn't have long-term potential with
Austin. He's not the marrying kind.
Exactly. But she values their friendship so much that she does know how to be friends.
She's such a grown-up.
I mean, she really is. Yeah. She's super mature. Cool.
So let me ask you guys this. I almost feel like, and I've always felt like this ever since her and Shep stopped talking, it's almost like a ha-ha in his face, where I know she cares about Austin, but it's almost like she prolongs it a little bit just to kind of rub it into Shep's face a little bit.
I don't think she's that kind. No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You're looking for a thorn
on a tulip.
Yes.
Because
girl.
Why would she take it so personal when Shep was talking about Austin when she was cutting his hair on the last
episode? Because she still has feelings for him.
Because she's still,
You know, it's still there.
I don't even think she took it personal as much as she just... Look, I feel like everybody else is on this show is on the Monopoly board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like Cameron and Chelsea are actually the ones looking up and seeing the whole game.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that because we have a couple people in our live chat right now. So if you want to chat us, come on, hop in here because we're managing it. CC Freak says, right? No. Who is also from South Carolina, has said that Chelsea and Cameron are the female VIPs of Southern Charm.
Yes, that's
the matriarch.
Cece Freak said it better. Get your freak on.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They're smart.
They are smart.
Those are two smart puppies right there. And right? Patricia, too.
But who wasn't smart was Victoria, because she didn't tag along on the trip. Let me tell you, if I was Victoria, I would have hopped in that car and I would have gone with Austin.
That's
because
right.
You, this guy, you just...
Well, Austin is spineless. Austin has not...
No, it's fine.
He said he's had several opportunities that we saw on camera. Yes. So we don't even know what happened behind the camera.
Right.
But two opportunities where we've seen him talk to Chelsea about what's going on with Victoria, that Victoria wanted him to do. And again, this whole Peter Pan syndrome.
Yes.
I don't want to take responsibility. And we're going to see this a lot later with Foghorn Drunkhorn.
Uh-huh. And he did it with Shep, too.
Yeah,
exactly. When Shep was talking about, oh, it's okay.
All the guys do that. All the guys do that. They never take responsibility and step up. And instead, they make the women go crazy because...
Yes.
But I thought that Victoria didn't come because she had to work.
She had to work.
Right? Yes,
I'll call it sick. I'm sick. You can make excuses.
Something.
At least drive up for a day. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I kind of agree with you, and I kind of don't, because I feel like if you're going to be in a relationship, you should trust them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are sort of doubting that situation, then why even be in it in the first place? And so, obviously, something happened, because they're showing in the next episode, like, she's upset with him and calls him horrible people or something like that, right?
You know what? Yeah, you know what she said that I wrote down? She's... Austin, when they were having that conversation over the phone, she said she wants his loyalty, but she couldn't be a loyal friend to Chelsea.
Chelsea. Oh, girl,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, so you want Austin's loyalty, yet you couldn't be a loyal friend. To Chelsea?
She wasn't a loyal friend the minute that she started dating Austin.
That's true. There's other men. She shouldn't have even gone there. Yeah.
You have to always ask your friends. You always ask your friends.
It's a girl code thing. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Had she gone to Chelsea first and been like, hey, I'm having these feelings or whatever. Like, I know that you guys dated. Is it completely over? Is it done? Are you cool with it?
Because really, that's where the relationship that matters is their friendship.
Yeah.
Because the relationship is over. 100%. You're right. You're so right.
100%.
I never thought of it that way. Now I hate Victoria.
Yeah, so now we're not Team Victoria because
I never was.
You can't ask, you know, for all of these things, which I honestly don't think that they'll last. And maybe I have some information, but that's kind of spoiler alert, so I won't give it away. So you guys are going to have to continue, you know, to watch. But... You know what? It was just like all over the place with them. So now, right, I think we should unleash and talk about the main topic.
Yes.
That happened.
Dun, dun, dun. That happens. Okay.
All right. So I'm just going to say these two names, right? Thomas and Ashley.
I can't.
Okay, first of all, I just want to take note that we've talked about the craziness of this show for 20 minutes now, and we haven't said the name Catherine. I just want to say the turnaround and the season we've had. I'm just saying, Thomas.
I think an applause for Catherine.
Yeah, come on, Catherine.
For you, Catherine.
That's for Catherine, we got some news
about Catherine, too, in an interview coming up in news, so stay tuned. So let's, Thomas and Ashley.
So Thomas and Ashley, let's break it down. They're in the car and they're driving right to Hilton Head. And she is, I kid you not, every single second, that girl is like, where's my ring? This would be a great place for me to propose. Like, you should just propose to me here.
Party.
Give me a ring.
She can't let go of this party.
Oh, and then this party. Gosh.
Can we rewind it just a little bit? Just because I need to mention the fact that she called Melania Trump her hero.
Oh, gosh.
And how she wanted to be here. Go to hell. Seriously.
Amen. Hey,
the opinions of the panel, the hosts on AfterBuzz are not necessarily the opinion of AfterBuzz TV or anybody at Kevin Gardner or Maria Menounos. Just want to put that out there. But yes.
Very good, Matt. Thank you for putting that out there.
Because I will say, and I don't mean this blue and white, but like, I just feel sorry for Melania Trump because I feel sorry for her because she's with this gross man. And a part of me before used to feel sorry for Ashley because I thought, oh, she's just with Thomas. She doesn't know what she's getting into. And then she showed her crazy.
Or maybe it all makes sense.
Or maybe it all makes sense. So, like, I have to ask y'all as women, because I feel a little bit like I know I have my own opinions, but as a man, I feel like I'm just not a mother. I'm never going to be a mother, and you are a mother, you both are not, that I know of, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know your lives. But you are a mom, a baby, very cute baby. But I just want to ask, as another woman who is a mother or going to be a mother, just basic principle, I want to know, do you think, should she have been invited to the birthday party or not?
No.
Why?
Okay, let me start.
Let her start, because she's the mama.
Do you say no too?
I said no.
Okay.
I said no. I think it's too soon. I know that the kids are familiar with Ashley and that they know that Ashley is in their lives. I'm assuming at least that they've introduced, because she says she sees her kids more than Catherine does, which we'll get into that later. But I think it's too soon. If I can tell from social media, the first picture that Ashley has with T-Rav is on May 6th of last year in California. Mm-hmm. This is filmed roughly November-ish, maybe? Mm-hmm. Around November?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This scene was filmed in something like around November.
But they did a Halloween together.
Well, yeah. But aside from
it's
that...
It's been a few months.
Aside from that... And that hurt Catherine.
Yes.
That really hurt Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying there's a time limit that there's an amount of time that needs to happen before you include this person in every single gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Some things need to be sacred for the family unit, mm-hmm. I think. Until he locks it down and puts a ring on it, until they are in a committed relationship for over a year. I don't know. I just think, for me, I feel like it's just too much too soon.
And Ashley should respect that.
100%.
100%, right?
I 100% agree with Catherine for not inviting her.
100%.
I don't think she was trying to be shady. I think Catherine actually would have been the bigger person had she sat down and had a rational conversation with her. But as we saw, that's not what happened.
When she talks to her, she's got a smug attitude anyways. Ashley is
she definitely
smug.
Has a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I almost think that, I agree. So as I agree that I think it's fine that she wasn't invited to the party. And I empathize with how she feels how Ashley feels kind of crazy about it. Because, look, it's and I don't mean this in a sexist way. I mean that Thomas is just, in this relationship, he's the one with the father of the children. So therefore, whether if Catherine had a boyfriend, she would be, or a girlfriend, Catherine should be a lesbian. Oh my God, she'd be a great lesbian. Sorry.
We said that.
But anyway, but if Catherine had a boyfriend, she would be the one to kind of lead, what happens with the children.
Right.
And I think that is such a problem, and where I get a little bit of empathy for Ashley in that Thomas is just letting her fend for herself.
Yes.
She doesn't know whether they're getting... He's the one that moved her out here. How long again were they dating before they moved?
A few months, because he brought her out for Mother's Day weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he brought her out. And I think he has this history of almost procuring women and putting them into... This is exactly what he did with Catherine. It's exactly what he did with Catherine. Mm-hmm. He fished her out of you know, she's supposed to be an extra on this show. And then she became a main cast member because Thomas wanted to date her. And so I just feel like she doesn't know where she is with this man. And if she does care for him, I don't know.
It's too soon, though.
It is too soon, but how would you know when he hasn't set a framework for what this is supposed to be?
Yes.
That's on him. I'm just saying it's not the women's responsibility. It's just as much or more Thomas's responsibility.
It is called common sense, too.
But
you
he
know?
Even didn't say his opinion, though.
But remember, even Patricia told him.
But that's a problem. He should have told her. Sorry, I just want to get
this. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
When he said, he said something I agree with Catherine. I don't think he should be there for the kids. But he didn't say anything.
No, he's telling each woman what she wants to hear.
Exactly. And so they both think that I'm validated.
Yes.
I am right. So then when they go together, they're like, well, this person's telling me this. This person. And somebody's, and he literally is causing them to fight.
Yes.
I hate think you, Foghorn Drunkhorn.
You're absolutely right, because he is playing both sides. He's playing politician. Like he said, he goes, that's what I did when I was a politician. I just said,
Exactly.
But, Patricia was there to talk to her when she went to go shopping, and she told her, basically, she told her what she needed to hear, which is what Thomas is telling Patricia, which is you need to get a job and you need to stay busy and you need to have your own life.
Right.
You come into a situation and you know that they have a hard relationship, Thomas and Catherine. You're not going to expect right away for her to warm up to you and for her to want to invite you. You need to step back and say, okay, go ahead and go do your thing, you know? But at the same time, like, when can we move to the next level? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, like, you want to have your time, but, like, when can we move to that new place? You know, I will give you that space, but at the same time, like, I need a time frame.
Yeah, but he's not having this conversation with her. So now it's starting.
But she should go talk to Catherine as a woman to woman. But say,
she doesn't have the personality to do that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think she tried to sit down and understand Catherine. What I think is that Ashley wants everything right now when she wants it.
I just want to support you. Thomas should have set the groundwork, but then also it's like, what type of person are you? Because you're an adult girl.
Yes.
You're not a 20-year-old kid like Catherine. What type of person are you?
Exactly. And she should have more respect
for
Catherine
and for herself
to not insert herself in that situation and have more respect. I mean, obviously, they're still working their stuff out, so... Have more respect
older too. She should just know better. Like,
she should.
She probably doesn't because Thomas is agreeing with her, like you said, of everything. And then Thomas probably told her, like, I want a future with you. I want to marry you. And that's why I want to bring you out. So she comes out there to Charleston and she's starting to believe it. And he's egging her on. And that's what's happening.
You get those people that call you and they say that you'll be a millionaire.
When you're in love.
If you mail them $800, you know, it's like... You got to be smart, too.
She's in love.
Yeah, but she's seen the show. Yeah. She knows he has... She's in love with a lot of things probably that are green.
She talks about money a lot.
And I normally wouldn't have said that at first because I don't want to seem sexist or whatever.
Yeah.
But girl...
Girl is a soul digger.
Yes, what am I, Angela said? People show you who they are when you first meet them. Believe them.
Craig said it right now in this last episode. He's like, she's a gold digger, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to keep it.
But he also said that about Catherine, and they showed that flashback. But she, she's like, she reminds me of like, you know how like when you're not giving your child or your dog or your animal attention and you're busy, they're just like this.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, and that is really what she's doing. Because Thomas now, because look, he all the time, he's flirting with Catherine now. Mm-hmm. He's saying, they get some maker's mark. He's like, I'll take a red hair drink. Yeah, that's what I'll have.
Uh-uh. And this, I love red hair.
And but so...
It's so bad. What,
of course that's going to make you crazy. And he says, like, I don't understand. Well, Ashley doesn't want me to... She doesn't want me to go and be by myself. I'm like, yeah, because she knows you're going to sleep with somebody.
Right. Well, yeah. What's the fastest way to make a man fly is to chase him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like... So, but again, she's old enough that she should know that. Because even my own mama, and I'm sure you did too, would teach you that, like, when you're in those throes of love and like a guy's, you know, to chase him, she just needs to know how to be an adult and honestly play the game a little bit better. She's got to play it.
Yeah.
She's totally unraveling.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's switch on and talk about Hilton Head because we have to talk about that whole scene. Ooh. Yeah, deep breaths, you guys. Deep breaths.
When I clutched my pearls.
Yeah, so... Ashley, she didn't have riding boots. She started having this whole argument with Thomas about it and then trying to figure out what to wear, what not to wear.
And the girls Thomas were talks listening. About the ones he bought for Catherine.
Right.
That helps.
Which, by the way, every time they're having a conversation, he just brings in Catherine. And I know it's all part of his plan, you know,
so
just to stir up more drama. But what I thought was really funny was when the girls were out having, like, a drink and they were hearing them argue upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then Catherine was like, yep, these are the first signs. Like,
beginning of the end.
And yeah, she was like, I'm glad it's not
Naomi said that, too. She was like, yeah.
Right, so then they go, and Ashley just acts so rude and absurd when she's going on that horseback ride. And they didn't
she's
get to
gross.
Do what she wanted to do, what the other girls wanted to do, because they were so focused on Ashley. Unfortunate.
I mean, that's also, just playing devil's advocate for a moment, she was completely out of her comfort zone on do you guys horseback ride?
Yeah, I've been.
You have?
I've been, like... out at Lake Murray, they just kind of trot a little bit, and if they run, I scream.
But if you know you don't like horses and you've never been, go with the boys. That's go golfing fair. With the boys.
Right. Or don't make everyone else's life miserable by saying you had a horrible time when everybody was making her feel included.
Rude.
They kept on asking her how she's mm-hmm. doing. Yeah. If
come
she's
sit
doing okay.
in the front. Don't sit all the way in the back.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, no.
I'm going to talk about this. I'm saving it for my not-so-charming moment.
Okay. And then, after everything's said and done, the guys go golfing, the girls go horseback riding, they meet up for this dinner. And this is the part where Ashley just unravels and confronts Catherine, and the way she goes about it is extremely rude. I'm surprised that Catherine didn't just bring her down, slam her against the table, and call it a day. Like,
that's
I'm
the
so
way
surprised.
Maite handles things.
Yeah. Wrap her hair, wrap it around, yank it down, be like, don't you talk
weave.
To me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She just... Again, that's when Thomas made that redheaded comment, and I almost wish that I would have loved for someone to say, I would have loved for her to say in that moment, but again, I'm having clarity because I'm not in it, and I probably would have gotten mad too, but for Ashley to say, Thomas, that is so disrespectful for you to say to me and in front of Catherine, who is the mother of your children, right. and for her to say, Catherine, I apologize for him. I'm sorry. I don't support that.
But
that would have changed the dynamic.
So, but can I say something? As a woman and seeing other women and being around other women, women will never admit that in front of a woman that he's basically calling for, right? Because it makes her look bad. She doesn't want to look worse than she does. So by her doing that, she's owning to the fact that, like, he basically steps all over her. So, like, she can't do that because it would make her look bad. It's weird.
Well, she looked a lot worse when she brought up her children.
She did.
I see your children more than you see them. It's like,
I could have smacked her right
there. Why would you say that? Oh,
she got the hen house route because they all... I love that. When Naomi was like, leave the kids out.
Yes.
Yeah. What's her name? We haven't seen her in a while. Danny said she said something
she
like
that. She said, you better slow your roll.
Yes, that's what she said. I loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
Everyone was like loved in attack mode.
Again, I just want to point out, this is a big deal for me in reality TV. I don't think we've ever seen a character who has come so 360 from where they were been that. This is somebody that we... hated, who we thought was a horrible person. And these women, too, on the show included, thought that. And now all of them are coming
backing
to
her
defense.
Ooh, I love it.
If
I
there were Emmys
this.
For reality television, Catherine Dennis should get one.
Yes. Whitney, you brought a great show.
Which, by the way, I was going to say, it kind of just made me, like, so happy during all of that drama that Whitney was just sitting back, just like...
Oh, he always does.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to get so like, much more commercial money for this.
Why is Whitney in front of the camera? Can we only, like, he should only, he's not
contributing anything.
Yeah. He doesn't except that we just anymore. Know that he's, like, no. the puppet master of
well,
all of this.
I think also, too, the show was supposed to be built about men being playboys, really.
Yes. Aristocratic
playboys.
As much.
But no, but it's totally, the women are more interesting on the show.
Yes.
And really, if you think about it, it's changed the dynamics of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, so if you guys love to hear us and watch us, please go on iTunes, subscribe. Well, not really subscribe, but give us 5 stars.
Yeah,
leave
subscribe.
Us a comment.
Subscribe.
And and subscribe.
That's how podcasts work, girl. You hit that subscribe button.
You know what? This episode just had me up
You're
and down.
You're in a tizzy.
I can't, So you guys be sure you like, you do what you have to do. Leave us a comment. Let us know we're doing good, we're doing bad, what you want to hear, anything, let us know.
Yes.
But now, because we're running out of time, we're going to jump into our news segment.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So you have some news, right?
Oh, geez.
I can go. I got mine.
You go first.
So my news is I'm a podcast fan as well. So I listen to a lot of other podcasts, including AfterBuzz shows. But one of my favorites is Reality Life with Kate Casey. And she does, if you like reality TV, it's not like AfterBuzz. She does a lot of like interviews with ex-reality stars. Well, she interviewed Catherine Dennis this week.
Mm.
And I'm telling y'all, go check that out. I'll put it on my Twitter and you can find it. But really great interview with Catherine, about 20-minute interview. And she talks about, I did not know this, but that Thomas uses the show a lot. Thomas is not good with communicating with her about their life. And that she actually did find out about Ashley for the first time on this show.
Scandalous.
She says that he uses this show all the time as a platform to tell her what's really going on
what
to get this reaction out of her. So gross. So there's way more tidbits. She talks about what she was doing before the show. She talks about her relationships and friendships with everybody on the show. So Reality Life KKC, that's a great interview. Check it out.
Yes. Yeah. Me and Maite actually have the same thing. So I'm going to let Maite go ahead.
Well, mine is a little bit different because that was, we said that last week, but
Craig. The Craig thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, okay. Craig and Catherine were on Watch What Happens Live this past week, and I viewed it, and so it turns out two things, right? Craig started crying when he saw Naomi's new nose. I guess he missed it or whatnot.
He said, honestly, I cried.
Yeah, he said he cried.
Honestly, I cried because that's not the nose I fell in love with, and it really hurt my feelings.
It did. But now I'm going to pose a question to you guys because this is a question that they asked him. Well, that they asked their audience. They were like, what do you guys think if Catherine and Craig were an item? Are you guys a good
Wait,
or a no?
I talked about that, remember?
No.
Yes, remember I talked about it and you guys disagreed. No. You guys didn't like it. I would totally go for it.
Okay, well, the audience went 50-50 there, so I just thought that
was like,
I kind of feel like Catherine should be with a woman and Craig should be with a man.
Yeah.
I kind of do. I kind of think that would work. Yes.
I think they would be awesome together.
I think they'd be awesome together.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, any other news? Do you guys have anything else to
say? Just a quick piece of news that it looks like Catherine and Thomas have reached an amicable agreement as far as their custody battle that they
That's
have
like today,
going.
Right?
Yeah, like today. And she didn't talk about it a whole lot because of the alleged
allegations
against Thomas at this point. But she did say to People Magazine that she is in a very good place.
Good for her. Suck it, Ashley.
Yeah. All right, now quickly we're going to jump into our not-so-charming segment.
Ooh. Hey, girl.
Oh, Bree in the booth. I love it. Yeah. Love it. Yay.
We should just do that every single week.
Can I go first? I'll jump in. We kind of already talked about that. That's why I'll go first. But my not-so-charming moment is the way Ashley acted when you were horseback riding. And what really got me is I know she felt uncomfortable on the horse. I'm with you, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. You're uncomfortable. You're doing your best. But it's when she got off of the horse and then at the restaurant. Like, the first thing she went was, ugh. In front of the teacher who just spent all this time with her trying to teach her how to ride.
How to baby her.
In front of, like, I don't even know who paid for this horseback. Somebody had to pay for it. Maybe Shep or someone or Chelsea paid for it because they grew up there. So, again, I just feel like that is not so charming. That is not polite. That is not Southern manners when someone gives you a gift like that.
Boo.
That's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My not so charming moment is when Gizmo hissed at night. Oh, Gizmo, you are so cute, but that was not charming. I heard that Gizmo did that 3 times that day. So I thought I had to give a little shout out to Gizmo.
I love that.
That's the best not so charming.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Well, my not so charming, since we've been raving about Catherine, I just have to bring it down a notch. Catherine, girl, fix your iPhone.
Oh, man, it is bad.
It is bad.
Know you got kids. Get a case. Get like one of those.
I know you get paid from Bravo.
Saying, like, that's dangerous.
It's not even cracked. It's like.
No.
It looks like stained art project.
Like a crushed boiled egg, right?
Yes. How does it eat?
It looks painful, like it cut
does.
Your ear.
I was just going to say, like, that's a hazard.
You know what? She's got a settlement, so you can get a new phone,
right.
Girl.
Well, that's right. Fix your phone, girl.
My not-so-charming moment goes to Thomas, because he said, LA girls don't have style.
Oh, yes, he did. We forgot about
Excuse
that.
Me,
Excuse
I'm an
me.
LA girl, born and raised, and I think I have style, right?
He did
you
it.
Guys?
Yes.
I'm not from LA, but I live here now, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw you.
I did talk to my friend from South Carolina, and I asked him, I said, what is Gwen's? Is it like Cato's?
Yeah.
What is
I
this
asked
store?
You that question last
and,
time.
And maybe you knew this. But it is like this very, there's, I guess, only one, but it is considered like this very rich, very overly expensive. But he said the whole point of it, he said it's like a quote unquote classy ladies, women that go there that like, presidential candidates and things like that shop there. So it's this whole idea of not a lot of skin, no cleavage. I mean, it's this whole classy, but also a little uppity, which is not California.
Right. So, quick predictions for next.
Oh,
next
I forgot about that. And I kept talking.
TV predictions.
All right. My prediction, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think Catherine's going to let her have it. And I cannot wait to see Ashley's face and see what she's going to do. I just hope she gets, you know, physical.
She's going to break down more.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, too.
I need her to get physical.
My prediction is that Austin and Victoria will no longer be an item after next week.
You think that was her on the phone?
Yeah. I do.
That's funny because my prediction is Chelsea and Austin will get together.
Oh!
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
My prediction was, as I don't think, I was about Chelsea and Austin, actually, was I thought that they will, you know what? No, I'm gonna do a well-rounded. I'm going to make it about Craig and Naomi. My prediction is I actually think they're going to end okay and get along. I don't think they're going to fight, and I think it's going to be chill for them.
I don't. Nope. Zero. I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, everyone.
But
only
if you want
to find out.
Yeah.
What are your predictions in the chat, in the comments? Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you guys want to continue the conversation, you guys can follow us everywhere. And we're signing off. Matt, do you want to say where we can find
you? Yes, Sugars. You can find me and Spill the Tea at The Matt Maher. That's two T's, two R's on the Twitter, the Instagram. And you can find out there. I'll put that Catherine interview. You can find my podcast and all that other stuff that I do.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love when you guys come and watch it, or you guys watch us. You don't come over here and watch us, but for watching us. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823, Crystal with an I, so C-R-I-S-T-A-L 823. And I hope you guys tune in next week and bring your friends and comment and like stuff and subscribe and do all that good stuff. And remember to watch or listen to Maria's podcast and then let them know that we sent you at Southern Charm.
Yes. Oh, and next week we're going to make an announcement about a contest, so stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Yeah, and guys, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me at Laura L. Thomas TV on all the socials.
And I'm Maitha Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha_Carrillo. And you can watch me and Matt, Southern Charm, New Orleans.
Oh. Yes.
Sunday nights. You guys comment, let us know down here your thoughts of the episode. We will see you here next week.
Bye, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.